That's the theme song to our International Man of Mystery. He is the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. You can read his columns.
Is that me? I'm the International Man of Mystery?
Well, you know, we're using the Bond theme for you, I think.
I love it. That's great.
And this is the thing. The webcam's down. You can't see this. He's wearing a tuxedo this morning.
A little bit. Yeah.
It's very classy.
I thought it'd look nice for you guys.
Is that English leather you have on?
A little. Yeah. Yeah, it is. How about that?
Mike Schultz wears English leather.
Or he wears nothing at all.
Nothing at all, damn it. Yeah, that's right.
He is Mike Schultz, and he joins us here with some movie reviews.
Yeah, it's good to be here, guys.
Good to have you back, man.
How you doing?
I can't for the life of me remember what the hell movies we sent you off to see.
Well, we saw Fast and Furious along with the rest of the universe.
Yeah.
Apparently. 72 million? What?
The biggest movie this year?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it set like 80,000 record. I mean, biggest
don't say
April
the
opening,
Fast
biggest...
and Furious.
No.
Different.
Just Fast and Furious.
Just leave it be. Yeah, that's it. No,
with Vin
no
Diesel
articles
and Paul Walker.
Us.
They're back together.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And
yeah.
How was it?
It's all right, I guess.
It's all right.
You know, it's just what you expect. Yeah, they kill off the most interesting character in the first 10 minutes, which mm-hmm. is kind of too bad. And then you sit there. It's a lot of fast cars, and it's a lot of, you know, beefed-up looking dudes and hot girls and a lot of lesbians. And, you know, it's just what people want, I guess. But 72 million? Really?
Yeah.
Were people really this crazy about this franchise? I never knew it was that big a deal. I was surprised.
Well, how was it compared
that.
To the other ones?
Well, it's not... I don't think it's as fun as Tokyo Drift. Uh-huh. It's certainly better than the second one.
Yeah?
Nowhere near as good as the first one. It falls somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
But,
and to continue with the shortening of the title, they've announced the next movie is just going to be called Fast Fur.
That'll be I out. Thought maybe just and.
And.
You know, just an ampersand.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It.
It'll be half of an ampersand. Figure out. It's like the Penn and Teller yeah. set. Just, but that's all you get.
So I guess Paul Walker's the star. I mean, who knew? I was surprised.
Well, isn't he the one who's been in all
back.
Of them?
No, he... No. The last one he wasn't in. I guess he was in the second one.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Well, who was in the last one then?
Nobody. That
well,
was the
Vin
one.
Vin Diesel
set
was
in
for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, he showed up like at the very end. But
okay,
otherwise,
so no one was in Tokyo Drift because it was in Tokyo.
It was in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's
okay.
Right.
Anyway, so we saw that. The one I loved was Adventureland, which was
yeah.
fantastic.
Heard it's really good.
It's really, really good. Yeah, which didn't make any money, of course, because it's smart. And you know, I mean, so well, we're not getting not near that.
We're not
Forget
playing
it.
That game.
But yeah, it was great. We were talking about The Squid and the Whale because it stars Jesse Eisenberg from The Squid and the Whale. It's like a sitcom. Ish Squid and the Whale. It's kind of this very sad, sweet look at growing up ages ago. You know, it's uh-huh. yeah, set in the summer of 1987. Which is, right?
That's
I was
right
having
in my wheelhouse.
I had some fun in the summer of '87.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did too.
That's
it was
right.
it was great. I mean, it's
off to Phoenix.
It's filled with characters you keep thinking you know. There's like the dweeby guy, but he's not just the dweeby guy. And there's yeah. the kind of hot vacant chick, but she's more than you expect. And it's pretty great.
Really good, huh?
Pretty okay. great, gotta say. Wow. And I saw Sunshine Cleaning with Amy Adams and Emily Blunt.
I saw the
Blunt.
Trailer for that, and it doesn't look bad.
It wasn't bad. It was fine. It's just what you expect. It's Little Miss Sunshine again. It's uh-huh. sometimes we're going to weep, and sometimes we'll have to do slapstick wackiness.
And Alan Arkin dies.
And Alan Arkin growls a lot, you know.
Just like the tiger thing? Does he die?
He doesn't die in this one, actually.
Oh, okay.
He does survive. But he's irascible and grumpy.
The family, you know it.
Yeah, right.
Your family's done things, Dave. Don't tell me they haven't. That was weird.
That's
when
what our good friend Alan Arkin
when
told us.
We had him on. He's like, don't act like your family's
what?
Better
Everyone's
than any
dysfunctional.
Other family.
Your family's done stuff.
Mr. Arkin, this little Miss Sunshine, the family sure is dysfunctional. You got no right to judge, Dave. Your family's messed up. Don't tell me it's not.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know he was
Have
a
you
friend
been
of the
watching?
Program. That's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
In fact, I told
I knew about
him,
Abigail Breslin. Yeah.
I told
They were
Alan
on together.
Arkin. I told. Yeah, we
oh,
had
really?
Abigail Breslin and Alan Arkin
no
on the
way,
show.
That's
They were
awesome.
On together.
Okay,
And
cool.
I told Alan Arkin that he was going to get nominated and win the Academy
Yeah, it
award.
Doesn't matter one way or the other.
Whatever, I don't care.
Wow.
That was his response.
That was a good call. In
did he
part,
win
too.
That?
He did.
He sure did, yeah. Right. And he was actually very choked up, as I recall, when he won. It was. Mm-hmm. I think he was
well,
surprised.
He probably was remembering what Dave said.
Yeah, right?
But that guy mm-hmm. in Iowa told,
he told me
this
me.
Would happen.
He told
I was
me.
Kind of disappointed he didn't mention
well,
me
Well, we also
speech.
Said this, and it, she was nominated too, right?
Yes.
She didn't win.
No. She's got time.
Yeah.
She's all right.
Yeah, but now the, every movie she makes, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
She doesn't have. She's another one that doesn't have to be in everything.
What's bizarre, though, is that when she shows up next, she's not going to look anything like
Well,
Abigail.
That's probably true.
Like when Haley Joel showed up again, we were like, who the hell is that?
Or Jennifer Grey.
Yeah.
Or Danny Bonaducci. It happens. Time is an unforgiving bitch.
Yeah,
unless
so
you're
true.
Alyssa Milano.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Time's been very kind. Not so, so much to Tony Danza.
So you liked
that's
two?
It.
You liked really? It sounds this like you
is,
liked all of them.
It wasn't bad. I mean, yeah, the worst one is Fast and Furious, and who cares? It's just what you want it to be. It's
right.
You know, it's fine. Yeah.
I don't suppose too long either.
Well,
it felt long.
Did it?
It's the same thing over and over. Yeah. You know, it's just repetitive.
Like, oh, it's nighttime. They're going to race.
Yeah, even if it's 90 minutes, movies that just keep playing the same scene for 90 minutes.
So
like endless.
This week, you get to watch Miley Cyrus grow up, huh?
I think I might have to go.
Yeah,
I don't know anything
go.
About Hannah Montana. I've never seen an episode. I didn't see that concert. I don't know. I know she's like Supergirl, right? She's
thing.
Got a secret identity as
she
get,
well,
a pop star.
Mike, she has the best of both worlds.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She is a,
a tween.
Regular teenager.
Teenager.
Who puts on a blonde wig.
And then she's a superstar.
And then she's a superstar. Now, it's not like any special supernatural thing.
Right.
Just in order to have a normal family life, she's Hannah Montana or she's Miley.
Okay,
see.
Yeah. All right.
And in this movie...
The Hannah Montana movie.
The Hannah Montana popularity begins to take over her life. She takes a trip to her hometown to get some perspective on what matters most.
So is this basically her version of Head?
Yeah,
where
maybe.
She's going to kill herself? I mean, kind of, this is the end for the character?
Well, I don't know. It could be the a new beginning,
Well,
I
that's
guess.
What I mean. I'm
If at some point she gets vacuumed out of Victor Mature's hair,
right.
I am leaving the theater.
That's
I have
what,
already seen
that's
this.
That's when I'd
movie.
Start but applauding.
If at some point she is shooting a Coke machine in the
purpose.
Desert, I am getting
right.
up and I am leaving. I saw this movie, Miley Cyrus.
Right. If maybe that's what the purpose of the movie is to
I
say, okay, it's over.
Maybe.
You know, it's
I
now it's
like,
just now Miley Cyrus.
Wouldn't it be fun to see a
Hannah
Montana
dead.
Though, where the fans are all boycotted and leaving? You know, and she's not popular anymore.
That would well,
be,
that would be a clever way of doing it.
That would be a nice way to go. Where no one cares anymore.
Right.
You know, that
she's
I'd go to
washed
see.
Up at 16.
Yeah, right.
Because
it's going to happen.
That would
probably.
Be clever.
You know,
here's a clip as Hannah Montana's popularity begins to take over her life. Here, Travis. Tells Hannah Montana that he has a crush on Miley.
Ooh, uh-oh.
See?
Now, who's
he's
Travis?
Telling, he's
who's
the boy in the movie.
Just like Lois Lane.
Thank God,
and
I
Clark.
Thought that was Billy Ray Cyrus.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
So he's telling Hannah Montana that he has a crush on Miley. I bet this is awkward. I bet this gets really weird.
I pay such little attention, I can't tell that that's you with a wig.
You and Miley are pretty close, huh?
You have no idea.
Well, you don't have to answer if you think this is too personal, but,
you think she'd go out with me if I asked?
You want to go out with Miley?
Oh, no, you'd be a real prize, don't get me wrong, but Miley, I can't help but smile when I'm around her.
You know, I can't get her out of my head since Transamerica.
You know who I'd like to, you know I'd like to get pregnant? Is that Felicity Huffman.
You know who I'd like to get pregnant? Is that Felicity Huffman, man. Ever since Transamerica, I can't get her out of my mind.
I don't know what that has to do with Hannah Montana.
So wrong.
No, but it's
now,
the
that would be,
quote ever.
That'd
yeah.
be a shock for the fans.
If the movie ends, Miley whips it out and pees on the side of the road. I do get the best of both worlds. I'm a shim. Check it out. I get paid money.
Oh, God.
Look at me.
You know who's a big fan of Amazing Larry?
Who's that?
The man behind the whole thing, Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's right. Billy
really?
Ray. Billy Ray.
Play that for him.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I had no idea.
Oh,
his fan base extends far and
Hannah
wide,
Montana's dad is a big fan of Amazing Larry.
It's
okay.
True.
All right. I want to hear this.
It's
please.
It's absolutely true. Where would that be?
It would
saying?
Be under Billy Ray Cyrus.
Of course it is.
It might say amazing.
In fact, it does.
Hey, this is Billy Ray Cyrus, and you're listening to Amazing Larry.
Thank you, Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's pretty great.
Maniac.
Okay, nice.
It's an odd little world we live
it
in.
It really is, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
It's
okay.
Something else. Also opening today in theaters is Observe and Report. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Observe and Report has Seth Rogen, because he hasn't been in a movie in
a couple weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Well, there's still one of his out there. Yeah.
Seth Rogen stars as the self-important head of a security department at a shopping mall who squares off in a turf war against local cops. And because he is always a cop, Ray Liotta plays Detective Harrison. In this clip... Detective Harrison interviews Brandy, played by the delightful Anna Faris, about the flasher. But Ronnie, played by Seth Rogen, intervenes. Again, this is Observe and Report, which is in Quad City Theaters as of today.
I'm here to tell you that we're going to work together to make sure we catch the guy that did this.
Okay.
I think the best thing to do at this point is I'm going to go talk to the other ladies. You saw the guy.
Ha!
What? Now what?
Are you embarrassed saying that stuff? It's just so much like a cop. It's paperwork. It's procedures. What I want to know is who's going to protect Brandy. It's clear to me she's been targeted here.
Why are you saying that? What gives you that impression?
This pervert is some kind of sociopathic genius who plans on coming back here and finishing what he started by murdering Brandy.
Oh, my God. Is that going to happen?
No, it's not going to happen. No, it's
oh
not.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to happen.
Die?
No, no.
It's going to happen.
This guy is clearly a psychotic genius.
It could be
It's
fun.
Just the flasher.
Yeah, right.
But he's extrapolated to
oh
the point.
God. Is he going
to
murder me?
Oh, it's
yeah,
gonna
no,
happen.
That's going to happen.
Well, that sounds pretty funny there.
That could be kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. That clip made
But then you're
laugh.
Saying the that this thing is really violent?
It's supposed to be really violent, yeah. But in the way that Pineapple Express was really violent,
right.
I think. And that is. I watched that again last week, actually. That's a pretty brutal little flick.
I still love the scene where the guy's all shot up and he's sitting by the toilet eating ramen noodles and drinking wine coolers. As opposed to getting help.
Well, that's it, right? Is that it for movies today?
There's one other movie, actually. It's something called... Tell me if I'm wrong. Some called Dragon Ball. Does this sound like something?
Oh
yes.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? One of the guys from Dragon Ball wanted to be on the show, and I just didn't know what the hell that meant.
All I know is I saw a poster for it, and it's just like four young kids holding a big glowing ball.
It's like an anime thing on the Cartoon Network.
Okay.
And now this is a real life
Dragon
thing.
Ball.
All right. Yeah, I'd never heard of it, but I saw it's 80 minutes long, so I went, okay. Well, you know, I can sit through Dragon Ball, I guess.
You're going to have to, because Darren and I will have nothing to do with Dragon Ball.
I'm really curious about the Hannah Montana thing.
It's
and I realize
it's an interesting job that you have, to go see things you have no desire to see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not fun. What's fun is going to see movies you have no idea of at all,
yes,
which is kind of cool.
That's
pretty exciting.
Because most people obviously go to things they think they want to see.
Yeah, right. And that's why the same movies make so much money, of course, because it's like, oh, I've heard about Paul Blart. I've heard of Monsters vs. Aliens. You know, it makes things easier. But,
the young warrior Son Goku sets out on a quest racing against time and the vengeful King Piccolo to collect a set of seven magical orbs that will grant their wielder unlimited power.
That's right.
It's called Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, Lord, that suggests there's going to be more of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I better get in on the ground floor on this one, then.
Exactly, because the next one will be the revolution. The de-evolution.
Yeah, it should be an interesting week. Happy Easter to me. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much.
And it's going to be crazy busy, I would imagine, today. School's out, right? I think. Probably for Good Friday.
That sounds right.
Hannah Montana could be
Or
kind
Monday
of
will
packed.
Be. Yeah, or Monday.
Well, yeah.
I think they have Monday off.
Okay. I'll stay away from the theater one of those 2 days.
He is Mike Schultz
Thank
from
you,
the
Mike.
City's Reader.
A
Thanks,
pleasure.
Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing Larry. In moments, this is Space Hog. We're Dave and Darren. The Quad City Rocker is Rock 104.9.